Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration comes to you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels. This new collection of stories has been a huge bestseller for us. It's filled with amazing coincidences, divine intervention, and all kinds of surprising events and what feel like miracles. I've been sharing stories from the book to give you a sense of the wide variety of experiences that our writers have had, including two stories today about miraculous saves with no explanation. In our first story, Lori Hall tells us that she was at her 92-year-old grandfather's house, having volunteered to stay with him while he rehabbed from a broken hip. So one day, as he was taking his afternoon nap, Lori decided to take a bath, and she was easing herself into the tub when she realized it was a little chilly. And there was an old-fashioned heat lamp across the tub from her, a really old one with one of those metal disc heating elements covered by a metal screen. So she turned it on. What she didn't know was that her grandfather, who believed in making do with what you had, had repaired this heat lamp himself. Anyway, it got way too hot, and so she reached over to the heater to re-aim it away from her. And just as she was touching the outer screen, and remember, she was in the bathtub, she got shocked. It turned out her grandfather, when he had made that repair himself, had inserted a metal bar that acted as an electrical conductor. So when Lori touched the heater, she got a really bad shock, and she was flopping around in the water, unable to stop herself. And then, as this was going on, she saw the heater falling straight into the bathtub while it was still plugged in. And she says in her story, "With a rush of grief, I knew I was going to die, and my grandfather would never get over it. A wave of sorrow at my foolishness came over me, but there was nothing I could do. I couldn't even cry out. And then I felt quite distinctly the fingers of a large hand enclosing mine and then prying the heater away, flinging it to the carpet outside the tub. Bruised from head to foot, I sobbed with relief and shock." She got out of the tub, dried off, and went to tell her grandfather what had happened. He felt awful about leaving that poorly repaired heater in there. But what mattered was that he wasn't the one who had saved her. Something else had done that. Lori says, "That's all we ever said about the angel in the bathroom, but I'm pretty sure we both believed."
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Yamurai Nyango shares another story with us about an unseen savior. In her case, she was up and about early one morning, running errands at some fabric shops for her business. She didn't have a car, so she was carrying her supplies in plastic bags while making her way to the last shop on her list. She had prayed that morning before she set out that her excursion would go well, as it was a bit of a challenge visiting the different shops and carrying everything with her. Anyway, she stopped at a traffic light, and when it was green, just as she was about to step into the street, she felt strong arms grabbing her around her chest and yanking her back onto the sidewalk. She says, "It happened so suddenly that it took me a few seconds to process what was happening. Once my mind caught up, I realized that the arms had let me go. I looked back to try and see who had grabbed me, but there was nobody near enough that they could have grabbed me. I chalked it up to a mystery that I would possibly never solve. As I was turning my head to face the direction in which I was going once more, a car zoomed by at high speed, exactly where I would have been had I proceeded with crossing the street." Yamori says she heard gasps from the people around her as the car that ran the light zoomed by. She knew that she might have been killed if she hadn't been yanked out of the way by those unseen arms. And then she goes on in her story to say, "After a few seconds, I checked and the traffic light was still green for me. As I was about to step off the curb, arms grabbed me again around my chest and held me in place. Before I could react, a police car sped by, again, exactly where I was going to be had I managed to take a step forward." Well, the police car was chasing that bad driver who had almost hit her, and now those arms had saved her again. Once again, she looked behind her to see who had grabbed her, and no one was there. And weirdly, she could still feel the arms around her. They didn't let go for about 30 seconds. Yamore says, "I stood there dazed, trying to understand what had happened. The people around me were marveling at the speed with which the two cars had been moving. Speculation was thick in the air. I remember hearing someone expressing outrage that someone could have been seriously injured or worse. That someone would have been me if it weren't for those arms that held me fast and kept me out of harm's way." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email inbox every day, including stories from this new book. Just head to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new book about grieving, loss, and healing. These stories are about learning that joy can still coexist with sorrow, even when you're grieving.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.